Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perakah Ba'asa, we begin the 14th and final chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Shechitin, Laws of Slaughtering, in the Sefer Kedusha, which is the final halacha in the Sefer of Kedusha, which discusses a related halacha to the laws of Shechita, that of Kis Adam, which after the slaughtering, the obligation to cover the blood. As Rambam Halacha Alf qualifies this mitzvah, it says, Mitzvah Saseh, the Pazik Mem Lachas is Dam Shechitas, to cover the blood of the slaughtering of specifically chayatar, a wild kosher animal, or oivtar, or of a kosher bird, in contrast to that of a behemoth, of a regular animal. Shemek says in the pasuk in Mayikra, Asher Yotzu Tzeid, that if someone's going to capture chaya oiv, Asher Ya'ochil, a wild animal or a bird that could be eaten, which is that of a kosher animal, b'shavach es damai, and he spills the blood, meaning when you slaughter, b'chitzo ba'afar, and you cover with earth, lefikir, therefore, that it's a pasuk commandment, chayv levarach koim shechaseh, someone has to make the bracha before he covers the blood, which generally we do it oivel asiyasin, before we do the mitzvah, make the bracha, which is Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elkeinu Melech Olam, our God, King of the world, Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvos, who sanctified us with His commandments, Mitzvanu Al Kis Adam, and He commanded us regarding covering of the blood. Now, halacha base says, Ram Kis Adam Noyig, the mitzvah of covering the blood, this applies, in contrast to the previous halacha, B'mezuman, meaning of the previous parak, B'mezuman, B'she'en Mezuman, whether the bird was prepared or not prepared, because Lo'inim Asher Yotzei doesn't say that he captures it, that he caught it, which would sound like that only if it's not prepared and they just happen to catch this catch. No, El Bahaib is just talking about what generally is the practice. You catch a wild animal or bird, contrast to a behemoth which is domestic. So, but it applies in all situations. And B'nai B'chum, it only applies, however, regarding unconsecrated animals. V'leib B'mekdashim, not by sanctified birds or chayas. And that's Ben Kachem Mizbech, Ben Kachem Badegabaz, whether it's those Kachem that have sacrificed on the altar, or whether those that are only sanctified for the temple upkeep. Now, Vim Avushchat, and if you violate and he slaughtered the Chayas or Eifes of Kachem Badegabaz, which you not slaughter until you redeem them, but Ein Chayb Lachas Adam, again, there's no obligation to cover its blood. Halacha Gimel says, Ram Shachat Chayb Oif. Let's say slaughtered a Chayah and Oif. V'achach Ikdishim, and only after that did he sanctify those creatures. Oh, Ikdish Adam, well, let's say he sanctified the blood. Chayb Lachas says, there would still be an obligation to cover the blood, because here the mitzvah of kisui, which was from the moment that it was slaughtered, came before one sanctified either the blood or the animal, and therefore that obligation still stands, even though it doesn't apply when it was previously already hektish. Halacha Dal says Ram Kalayim, regarding a hybrid creature, abom and behemah v'chaya, that's a mixed breed from a behemah and a chaya, or v'chem berry, so to a creature, she sveg behemah chaya, this creature itself, this species, that known as the kai, which intrinsically in doubt if it's a behemah or a chaya, so tzarech lachasis, out of the doubt, or because the mixed breed, one has to cover the blood, but v'chem avarach, because of the doubt, it does not make a bracha, as generally the halacha is, that by safek bracha lahakal, but when there's a doubt regarding bracha, we go leniently. Now, hashoich l'chayla b'shabbos, if someone slaughters an animal for a sick person on Shabbos, a chaya or oif, which, because of a kruch nefesh, is allowed to, but chayv l'chasu l'achar Shabbos, so there's an obligation to cover the blood, but that doesn't override Shabbos, because now the person already got the food that they need to, one covers the blood after Shabbos. And mechen hashoich l'safek, so too, if someone slaughters a creature that's doubt what its status is, behem or chaya, or klaim, or it's a mixed breed, behemtiv, which on yomtiv, a lot of slaughter animals, but that's only for Echol Nefesh, here, where it's not necessary, because you don't know if it's a behemah or a chaya. If it's chaya, yes, there's a mitzvah. Behemah is not a mitzvah. During the weekday, we don't care if you're covering it, if it's unnecessary. So then you cover its blood after Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov proper. If someone slaughters many birds and many types of wild animals in one place, so you make one bracha for all of them, but one act of covering it is sufficient for them all. If blood got mixed with water, so if it has the appearance of blood, since it's not nullified and it has the obligation to cover it. But if it doesn't even have the appearance of blood anymore, then Patr, it's already bottle and he's exempt from covering it. Let's say let's get mixed with wine, or the blood of a behemoth, which blood of a domestic animal is not obligated. So although it's blood with blood, we still view that other blood as if it were to be water, which is that if it would be possible to see the appearance of the color of blood, if this would be water, that then you would be obligated to cover it. So then you have to cover everything here from this whole mixture. But if not, potter, then he's going to be exempt. Halacha Zayin, Ram continues regarding what type of blood does one have to cover. Meaning, as Ram says, kisov in the skala, what happens if he covers it, but it gets uncovered? The wind blows away the dirt that he covered the blood. Well, Ein Lechem L'chasez B'Amachez, he doesn't have to cover it another time. He already did his mitzvah of Kisadam. Let's say Kisasur Ruch. Let's say the wind covered it. He was about to do the mitzvah and the whole pile of dirt, whoosh, the wind blew and covered it. So Ein Lechem L'chasez doesn't have to cover it. It's already covered. But let's say chazav in the skala achas shekisas ruch. But let's say it's something that got uncovered after the wind already covered it. Well, then chayav l'chasa, then he has to cover because he never did his mitzvah of kisadam, and therefore when now it is able to be done, so now he has to do it. Halacha chesed ram dam hanitzas regarding blood that was sprayed from when he was slaughtering with the knife to all the sides, or v'shalasakan that's on the knife itself. So imein sham dam elohu. So generally, that's nullified. That's not obligated to go ahead and do the mitzvah of kisadam. But let's say that's the only blood that there is. There's no other blood to do the kisadam. But you have to cover that blood too. Halacha tesed ram shachet v'nivla b'hadam b'karka. Let's say he slaughters, but the blood got absorbed in the ground. So imishum nikr, if it's recognizable, the color of blood there in the ground, so you have to cover that because you still see the remnants. If not, then it's like the wind had covered it. As we said, then you can be exempt from covering it because it's already covered. The obligation of covering the blood is only the blood of slaughtering, which that it was slaughtering that made the animal fit to be eaten. Shemach says in the pasuk, "Ashei achal," that which you will eat. The blood of that animal is an obligation to cover. So therefore, Ashei achal says treifa. Let's say someone slaughters the animal and finds out that it's a treifa. Oh, Ashei achal chul mazar, he slaughters unconsecrated animals in the courtyard. Oh, Ashei achal chayva oiv shenig medin leskilo, he slaughters a wild animal or bird that already had its judgment passed, it has to be stoned. Or Vashaykh ibn Islam be other, where someone slaughters and it was nevela, he did a bad shechita and made a nevela as he was doing it. So all these animals cannot be eaten. So put machasis, so the blood that is from the shechita, he's exempt from covering. And v'chein cher shayt v'katn she shachatu b'nam l'bin atzma. So to a deaf, mute, or mentally deranged, or minor slaughtered animal on their own, which is not a valid shechita, put machas dam shechitasim, one is exempt from covering the blood of their slaughtering. It has to be ashayachal, that one could eat the meat from this animal that was slaughtered. Now, the Rambam continues regarding what type of materials and the format of covering the blood. As the Rambam says, with what can you cover the blood? So it's besid with lime, with agapsis, with gypsum, with zebel dak, with thin fertilizer, with chol dak, and with thin sand, she'in hayitza tzorchel kosrei, that a potter would not have to crush it because it's so thin. Uvishchikis avonim echarosim, and with grinded stones, and with earthenware, uvinarishal pishtan, and with small little pieces of shalpishim daka of fine flax, when the service charoshim daka and the thin chips of a fine chips from the wood from the wood maker, levena, meaning from the one who chops the who carves out the wood, the carpenter, these small little pieces of wood chips, levena, and with bricks, becharsis, and with some interpret as burnt mud. And with the seal clay of a barrel that was grinded, as Ram says, kol elim offer him. All these are types of earth. Now, avolim kafa love kli like kisov b'avon. But let's say you just covered over with a vessel, or you covered it over with stones. In zekis, that would not be considered as a covering shema because it says ba'af is covered with earth. Earth is obviously a different consistency than just a flat cover, which is not going to be valid. Now, look at base lafikr. Therefore, ema chasim zebel gas. One cannot cover it with coarse fertilizer, or v'chol gas, or with coarse sand, v'kemach, and with flour, v'subin and bran, and mursin and fiber, shchikas klimatokas, and grinded metal vessels. Lafisha ain't elim offer, because these are not types of earth. Because and even those other types, which are also technically not earth, but since they're so far on the ground, it's like earth. Chutz meshchikas hazabavat. The one exception is grinded gold. Shemachasim hem, where that you could cover the blood with, and they should nikra offer because the Torah calls it dust. Shemach says in the pasuk in Iyuv va'afre zavloi, and the dust of gold he had, and by Mesotah says in the pasuk in Devarim by the eagle hazahav, by the golden calf, adasher dak lover, they grinded it down until it was thin like dust, like earth, which so we see that the gold has the gold dust is therefore going to qualify for mitzvah kisadam. Halachi gimel mechasim, one could cover b'shichur, which that black is v'hupicha kivshon, that's the soot from the oven, u'v'koichel, and with stibium, which is this type of dust that women would put on as makeup around their eyes, u'v'nikras psilim, and this the dust that one cleans out from the mills, u'v'efer, and with ashes, b'nefer eitzim, whether it's ashes from wood, u'v'nefer b'kodim, whether it's ashes from burnt clothing, v'lefer basash in this, even if it's the ashes of meat that was burnt. We have a pasuk in the midbar that says me'afar sreifas achatas. It's really ashes, but it's called me'afar with an ayin from the dust of the burnt chatas by the parduma. So we find that you see that it's called afar, and also mutl chasa b'afar eir nedach. You're allowed to even cover with the dust of the city that was killed out because they did Avodah Zarah, although generally Avodah Zarah is Asa L'Hanazman, not have any pleasure, but Mitzvah Lav L'Hanazman, Mitzvah is not considered having a pleasure from, and therefore those ashes are, or the dust, is also going to be permitted to be used, because Mitzvah Lav L'Hanazman. Halach Yidat says, Ram HaShechet, Tzorech Litin Af L'Mata. The one who's slaughtering has to put first some loose earth on the bottom, but then he slaughters on top of that, and then he covers it with earth, because ba'afer is in the earth, so it has to be like inside of it, like beneath and on top of it. But it shouldn't slaughter into a vessel and cover it with earth. And halacha tezva, but says Rambam, umisha shachat, and whoever did the slaughtering, hu yichasa, so he should do the covering. Shemak says in the pasuk, b'chisahu ba'afer, he should cover it with earth, which before that the pasuk said, b'shafach hazdam, he spills the blood, which whoever did the shechita, that's spilling the blood, he should cover it with earth. Now, let's say he didn't cover it and someone else saw this. That person has to cover it. Should do mitzvah from the Azra, because this is a mitzvah on its own. It's not dependent on just the slaughtering as if it's a continuation of mitzvah of shechita. It's only independent mitzvah. It's just whoever did that, he has the obligation. But if he didn't, everyone else has to cover it. Halacha design. And when he covers the blood, he shouldn't cover it with just kicking some dirt with your foot. It'll be other rather he does it with his hands, or besakun, or bekli, or with a knife, or with a vessel. And the reason is kedishlei inig b'minig b'zayin. You shouldn't treat it in a disrespectful and disgraceful way. That is, v'yu mitzvah b'zuisel, that mitzvah should be disgraced when he just kicks some earth over the blood. And as the Rambam explained, she'ena kavod la'atzman shel mitzvah, because the dignity that you're doing is not for the essentialness of the actual mitzvah itself, as if there's something over here. Like, what's the big deal? Just dirt and blood. No, el lemisha tziva behen baruchu. It's the one who gave this commandment who is blessed. And he saved us from just groping in the darkness. And he organized for us, he lit for us a lamp to straighten out those things that are crooked. And the light to illuminate for the straight paths. That's what the mitzvah is. And this is God telling us how we can live the most pleasurable life. And therefore, it's not appropriate to do it in a disgraceful way when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had told us what to do. And therefore, we do it with our hands. Sotu says in the Pasuk, in Tehillim, which Rambam concludes his Sefer, as he normally does with words of thought and contemplation and in the great levels of Torah and the mitzvahs, Ner l'ragli, a lamp to my feet, are devarecha, are your words, Hashem. V'or l'nesivasi, and it's a light for my path. That is why we have to treat the mitzvahs with respect, even including just covering some blood with some earth. B'rich rachman desayin, Hashem is blessed that He assisted us in concluding the Sefer of Kedusha, the Book of Sanctity.